For the second time in one day, Kaladin ran toward an armed Parshendi position, shield before him, wearing armor cut from the corpse of a fallen enemy. Perhaps he should have felt revolted at what he'd done in creating his armor, but it was no worse than what the Parshendi had done in killing Dunny. Maps, and that nameless man who had shown Kaladin kindness on his first day as a bridgeman. Kaladin still wore that man's sandals.
Us and them.
That was the only way a soldier could think of it. For today, Dalinar Kholin and his men were part of the Us. A group of Parshendi had seen the bridgemen approaching and was setting up with bows. Fortunately, it appeared that Dalinar had seen Kaladin's band as well, for the army in blue was beginning to cut its way toward rescue. It wasn't going to work. There were too many Parshendi, and Dalinar's men would be tired. It was another disaster. But for once, Kaladin charged into it with eyes wide open.
This is my choice.
The Parshendi archers formed up.
It's not some angry god watching me. Not some Spren playing tricks. Not some twist of fate. It's me. I chose to follow Tien. I chose to charge the Shardbearer and save Amaran. I chose to escape the slave pits. And now, I choose to try to rescue these men, though I know I will probably fail.
The Parshendi loosed their arrows and Kaladin fell in exultation. Tiredness evaporated. Fatigue fled. He wasn't fighting for Sadeas. He wasn't working to line someone's pockets. He was fighting to protect. The arrows zipped at him, and he swung his shield in an arc, spraying them away. Others came, shooting this way and that, seeking his flesh. He stayed just ahead of them, leaping as they shot for his thighs, turning as they shot for his shoulders, raising his shield when they shot for his face. It wasn't easy, and more than a few arrows got close to him, scoring his breastplate or shin guards, but none hit. He was doing it. He was. Something was wrong. He spun between two arrows, confused.
Kaladin!
Syl hovered nearby, back to her smaller form.
There!
She pointed toward the other staging plateau, the one nearby that Dalinar had used for his assault. A large contingent of Parshendi had jumped across to that plateau and were kneeling down, raising bows, pointed not at him, but right at Bridge Four's unshielded flank. Stormlight escaped from his mouth in a cloud. Kaladin turned and ran back across the rocky plateau toward the bridge crew. Arrows launched at him from behind. One took his backplate square on but skidded aside. Another hit his helm. He leaped over a rocky rift, dashing with all the speed his Stormlight could lend him. The Parshendi at the side were drawing. There were at least 50 of them.
I'm going to be too late. I'm going to...
Bridge Four! Side carry right!
They hadn't practiced that maneuver in weeks, but their training was manifest as they obeyed without question, dropping the bridge to their side just as the archers loosed. The flight of arrows hit the bridge's deck, bristling across the wood.
Kaladin!
Rock was pointing. Kaladin spun. The archers behind on the tower were drawing for a large volley. The bridge crew was exposed. The archers loosed. Stormlight infused the air around him as he threw every bit of it he had into his shield. The Stormlight burst from him, his clothing freezing and cracking, arrows darkening the sky. Something hit him. The impact tossed him backward toward the bridgemen. The bridge ground to a halt, the men stopping. Kaladin blinked, feeling completely drained. His body hurt, his arms tingled, his back ached. There was a sharp pain in his wrist. He stumbled as Rock's hands caught him from behind. The bridgemen crowded around him as he slipped to the ground, overwhelmed by having expended too much Stormlight. He blinked at what he held before him. Attached to his bleeding arm, his shield was covered in arrows, dozens of them, some splitting the others. The bones crossing the shield's front had shattered. The wood was in splinters. Some of the arrows had gone through and hit his forearm. That was the pain. Over 100 arrows, an entire volley, pulled into a single shield.
By the bright caller's rays. What was that?
It was like a fountain of light. Like the sun itself burst from you, Kaladin.
The Parshendi.
Kaladin let go of the shield. The straps were broken, and as he struggled to stand, the shield all but disintegrated. falling to pieces, scattering dozens of broken arrows at his feet. A few remained stuck in his arm, but he ignored the pain, looking across at the Parshendi.